Every year we choose a verse to take us through the year. This year, it's like it's something different that's burned in my spirit, and I know in the spirit of others, for this verse. It's one of the most powerful verses in the Bible, and I'm hoping that by the time I finish saying what I have to say, you will realize why. Okay, I'm going to read from Joshua 24, verse 14. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your forefathers' worship beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But, and I love the buts in the Bible, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This is not just a nice verse. This is a verse that Joshua gave to the people. It was a declaration. It was a declaration. He spoke before the Lord, but not to the Lord. Who was he speaking to? He was speaking to the people. He was speaking to everybody around him. He was speaking to the enemy. In our lives, because we're this side of the cross, we are speaking to people. I'm speaking to you. This is a very personal thing. What did he say? As for me. Me. This is a personal thing. And he was declaring before the people and before principalities and powers. We've sung it today. All you powers in the heavens above, bow down. You powers on the earth below, bow down and acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. So what did he do? He acknowledged for himself and for his household. Now, in some of the versions, it says house. In the NIV, it says household. I've looked it up. The Hebrew, it means exactly the same. So you're not just declaring it for the people who live within your house. You are declaring it for your families, every one of them, for your husbands, for your wives, for your children, for your grandchildren, for mothers and fathers, for everyone that's in your household. This is a declaration. We're all his family following the Lord? We do not know. I doubt it very much, because there was pulling of this way and that way. So what was Joshua doing? He was standing in the gap for his family. This is not an easy thing to do. We are not coming here this morning and just saying, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and expecting things to happen. We are telling principalities and powers that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And God will honor that. Right? We're in a battle. I think we all know that, don't we? We're in a battle. But what has the Lord provided us with? He's provided us with armor to come against the enemy. But you want to really declare this today. I'm telling you now, things are going to happen. Things will really happen in your family if you decide to declare this today. How many of us are deciding to declare this? I am. I'm standing here this morning and telling you that in my heart of hearts, no longer in my head as a nice verse, that as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. And I'm believing the Lord, our God, is great and mighty and can bring it to pass. But don't take it lightly. Think before you declare this morning, because you do not know what will happen in your family. All I know is that no matter what my children have, my grandchildren, my family have, it is nothing compared to eternal life. The time is short, and I want my family to come to know the Lord. So I'm prepared to stand on this. I'm going to call for the elders of the church now, the deacons, to come out, because we need to stand together as the leaders of this church and declare this. Because if it's not for us, then it's not for anybody else. So can I have the deacons out, please, and let us declare together this verse over our families in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're able to do more abundantly than any of us can ever ask or think. And I'm going to ask us all now to declare the same thing before the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise you, Lord. We bless you for that. Has anybody else felt convicted this morning to stand up and say that as for you and your house, you are going to serve the Lord and wait and watch the Lord do mighty things in your family? If you are, please come out.
If you can't stand up, that doesn't mean you're not declaring it. You're declaring that in your heart, saying that you are on the Lord's side. And once you stand up to say you are on the Lord's side, the enemy is waiting to say, oh, did you think you've done that? But what did the Bible say to us? Even in the Joshua, there's so many verses that say, do not fear. Do not fear, because the battle isn't yours. It's the Lord's battle, and he is there by your side. So today, declaring, standing on the Lord's side means you are standing by the cross. And the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross has already covered you. So do not fear. This year is going to be a lot of challenges for individuals, for families, for countries, everywhere. But the Lord says, be of good cheer, because I have overcome. So we are going to pray. If you can't stand, you can sit down. You know, it does, you know, but the Lord wants your heart. That's what we're going to do now, to pray for our families. First of all, we're going to thank the Lord for our families, because he has a purpose for giving you the families you have. It's not by chance, it's not by any, you know, that you are in the family that you are now. Just thank the Lord for your family. Bless the Lord. Thank him with all your heart that he has blessed you with the family you have now. Thank the Lord for your husband, for your wife, for your children, for extended families, for everyone that, you know, is attached to you. Just thank the Lord. Open your mouth and talk to God today. It's business, it meant business. Just for the next 10 minutes, we're going to be praying for our families. That's because we are taking this serious. So just praise the Lord. Thank the Lord that he is good and his mercy endures forevermore. Pray now that... thank him. Just keep thanking him. Thank him for the home he's giving you. Thank him for your marriage, if you are married. If you are yet to get married and you are looking up for God, thank the Lord for the marriage that is prepared for you. Thank him for your children. Just thank him for everything. His provision for your family, for everything he's done for you, for the blessing he's extended unto you. Thank him for what he's yet to do in your family this year. Thank you, Jesus. Ask the Lord to forgive you, to give you a forgiving heart now. If there's any grudge you have, any of your families, any member of your family that you are not happy with right now, just lay it at the cross. If you want to stand with God, you have to have a forgiving heart. Ask the Lord to forgive you right now for any sin against anyone in your household. Ask the Lord to minister to your heart, to give you his own heart, to give you his own love, to replace that hate with love, to replace the anger with love. Any emotion, any negative emotion you have towards anyone in your household, just ask the Lord. He can do it. He can do it. He can give you the forgiving heart. Ask him right now. He's able to do that for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. We can't do this on our own, Father. Give us that forgiving heart, oh God, to forgive and to forget. Father, give us that. Father, we help. We ask. We ask your heart, Lord, your love. Give us your love. If you don't love God, you can't love your sister. You can't love your wife as much. You can't love your children much. You have to ask for the love of God first. Ask the God, the Lord that gives, that is love. Jesus is love. God is love. Ask him to be in your heart, so you can love your family. Ask for the spirit of unity in your home, that the Lord will unite you. We unite you as a family. that every spirit of discord, every spirit of disagreement that you want to remove it right now. This is a serious business. Talk to Lord. Talk to the God, to your God now. Talk to our God. I is here. The Lord will help you to live in unity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now we want to ask for the salvation of people in our household. It is important. Who doesn't want to see their loved one in heaven? We all want to be there with Christ, sitting by his right hand. Father, Lord, this is your will. This is according to the will of the Lord, that we stand for our loved ones, that we stand that they know the Messiah. Pray for your family. Pray, pray, pray. Anything when anything happens and you are rest assured that they know the Lord, you will know that this is everlasting, that we are going to live forever in the presence of the Lord. Even if we depart on earth, which is a temporary place, we will be there in heaven with our loved ones. Pray for them now. Pray that the Lord will touch the hearts of your loved ones. The ones that haven't known the Lord, pray for them. If your loved ones have known the Lord, pray that they will stand. Pray that the Lord will make them stand and then they will not look back. That they will continue to serve the Lord to the end. That's our prayer, Father, Lord. Father, Lord, you see those hearts that haven't turned to you. Father, we are standing in the gap today. This is your will for everyone to come to know you. Father, Lord, we want our loved ones to know you. We want them to be called as your name. We want them, their names to be written in the book of life. Father, we are standing here today for our family. We want them to know you, Lord. Thank you for your death. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for the blood you shed on Calvary. Father, we love you. We thank you because you are able to do it. You are able to save. Mighty to save is your name. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Pray, ask God for the spirit that never relents in prayers. For even when you are gone and your loved one can still be saved. People have stood in the gap for 20, 30 years before their loved one are saved. Ask the Lord that continue to give you the spirit to pray for your loved ones. Father, this is what our mission this year. This is our mission. We want to hear testimonies here on the pulpit that people are giving their lives. So we can't stop praying. Ask the Lord to keep you in constant prayers for your loved ones. Just ask the Lord. He can do beyond our expectation. All you need to do is mention that person's name and say, Lord, this is my loved one. Touch their heart. So it's not you that will do it, it's the Lord that will do it. And it's at his own time and his own timing. And his timing is perfect. But he wants you to pray. He wants you to ask him. And he said we should be asking him until our joy is full. So keep praying. Ask the Lord to give you the spirit of persistence in prayer, that you keep praying for them. Father, Lord, we thank you. Ask now for protection for your family. Because the enemy is standing out there, plead the blood of Jesus over your family. Plead the blood of Jesus over your children, over your marriage, over your work. Plead the blood. Soak your family under the blood of Jesus. The protection of the Lord this year. Ask God to protect your family. Ask for the provision from above in every area that the Lord will provide for all your need in your family. He knows your need. He knows what you want. Ask him this morning that, God, you know my need. You are the Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides for every need. Ask him for protection, provision over your family, and he's able to do it for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are the maker of heaven and earth. He says, favor and mercy shall be ours, and goodness and mercy shall follow us all our days. Keep thanking him now for all the prayers we've said this morning because he's able to do it for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship you and we adore you for what you've done. For our families, individual families, for the whole family as a church. Father, we love you. We bless you because you are the Lord of families. And you delight in our progress. You delight in us serving you. We've declared with our mouth and with our hearts this morning that we want to serve you. As for us and our household, we will serve the Lord. Thank you, Lord, because it's going to be so this year and forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. If the Lord has led you to pray, say any prayer, you can just say it loud. pray, say a prayer aloud if you want to. If you have a prayer for our families or family, just say it. Everything I haven't covered this morning.
Father, I just want Natonga lelo na yekukumisa su kombo na yo. Seigneur, tala yo lobaki nangai na journal le 31 ane o esali ane ya fami. Penzambo koti sa kikati nanga mokonzi. Na ibana ko partager na bandeko nanga ete ane o esali ezala ane ya fami. Bongo lelo mokolo ba Kristo basangana kana eklesia. Nzambe yo longo linga kati na libota nanga na tina na ko chama tambe kati na sika oyo. Kolo na eki pona okaliloba na yo. Pe mesaj yo osi kopesa biso na tonga lelo, ezali te toye bana kozala, bana na yo pe mabota na biso, ezala bana na yo mokosi. Yangwana na tonga lelo nzambe, na ebi kukumisa kombo na yo, na ebi kosenga o merci, po yo kobongwa na te yo kutika na nzambe. Papa na kabili bota na nga na sena makila na onataro. Na ebi tenanziana bonzoto nkolo biso toko kukate, kasi yo zali malamu. Pesa biso makasi éternel Père de gloire. Ane o nzambe zala ane moko ya victoire. Toye bana kolonga moyini satana mokonzi nzambe. O toko kakite na 2015 nzambe. 2016 zala ane moko ya gloire. Ya victoire, ya joie, ya paix, ya amour. Enfin que gloire ezonga bobele pai na yo. Seigneur, tala peuple na ona tonga lelo nzambe basangani kati na eklese. Na tina na kokumisa kombo na yo. Tika ete toza la libota, toza la fami mokonzi nzambe, katina eklesia oyu, ya siloa mokonzi nzambe. Pambola ba serviteur na yo mokonzi nzambe. Tondi sabango ne sengo. Tondi sabango na esprit saint na yo mokonzi nzambe. Po butu na moyi nkolo, o bakote ya katina sika oyu. Eba na kofranchir mitema na batu nzambe. Batela mabota nyoso ya ba Welsh. Batela mabota nyoso ya ba Americain. Batela mabota nyoso ya ba Français. Batela mabota nyoso ya ba Espanyol. Batela mabota nyoso ba indien, batela mabota nyoso mokonzi nzambe na ngai. Simba mitema na ba comprendre nan te ozali mokonzi. Simba mitema na bango nzambe. Touche mitema na bango na tonga lelo mokonzi nzambe. Pote oyeba na kosala bango faveur na yo, bayeba na ko croire n'existence na yo mokonzi. Bayeba na koyamba yo lokola mokonzi pe mobikisi. Ozali nzambe malamu. Nzambe ya Abraham, nzambe ya Jacob, nzambe ya Moïse, kumbama na yo po bongi na lokomo. Na kombo na Yesu Kristo. Tika ite kombo na oezo alukumu. Ozali incomparable. Moto na mokilimoka kokani na ote nzambe. Yango to benga kaole lion de la tribu de Juda. Ozali omega. Ozali alpha. Na ebi tena lobanini mokonzi nzambe nangai. Ozo wana olukumu po yobongi na lukumu. Na moni moto na mokilimoka kokani na ote mokonzi. Merci pona pema na bon moyofele opesi biso kati na mokolo mwalelo nzambe. Boni baleka ki biso na bosan tuka sepesa meli bango pema na bon moite. Bongo biso batopamba nzambe oebi koeleve biso mokonzi. Papa topesa na onini na tongo alelo nzambe. Wolo palate ezali ya yo mokonzi. Nazongisi bobele matondo na maso za ikosa. Nazongisi bobele matondo na maso za ikosa kati na eklesia o nzambe na ngai. Yawe tala bolingo oyo. Ozali ko partaje na biso kati na eklesia o nzambe na ngai. Tikete bolingo wana nzambe eba na kokola. Tikete nzambe misala na eba na kumono na kati na mboka oya Wells mokonzi nzambe. Baye baye mbio lokola mokonzi te nzambe. Tushe mitema na bango na tongo alelo nzambe. Baye epai na yo baye ba na kotato leite yo zali mokonzi. Zwa na olo kumpo yo bongi na lokomo. Na kombo na Yesu Kristo. Wazali mokonzi. Andimaki kwa wana ngomba na Golgotha. Asopaki makina yepote bisoto yeba na kuzwa bolamu. Gloire zonga bobele pai na yo. Na kombo na Yesu ndeto lobi bongo. Aleluya Seigneur Jesus Christ.
Amen. Does anyone else wants to pray? I would like us to. That song that we sang earlier on, the new one that we just learned. Anytime we sing it, just sing it with prayer. Have it in your mind to say you are declaring to the Lord that you and your household, you will serve the Lord. And all the goodness that comes with serving the Lord comes with it. So we're going to sing it one more time in prayer, you know, to say use it to pray in your heart as you're singing it. Just trust God that this year you are serving the Lord and you are standing under the umbrella of the Lord Jesus Christ. You sing it once.
We all declare together right now, as for me and my house,
we will serve.
the Lord.
Amen.
Me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.